From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House Speaker John Boehner has abruptly postponed a vote that had been scheduled today on his plan for cutting federal spending and raising the government's debt limit. Some conservatives were balking at the measure. It's the latest twist in the ongoing struggle by lawmakers to head off a default on government obligations next Tuesday. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, why the sudden delay on this vote?
Craig, Boehner says he's reworking his plan for more savings after the Congressional Budget Office said it wouldn't save as much money as Republicans had anticipated. Now, the Obama administration is also threatening a veto, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats will not vote for the GOP plan.
It's dead on arrival in the Senate. If they get it out of the House.
Reid is pushing his own plan that would not cut social programs as heavily as the GOP's plan would.
So, Paul, how are markets reacting to this standoff? And is there any advice out there for individual investors?
Well, the markets are down, but they're relatively calm. You know, there have been no huge sell-offs. Economics professor Richard Ebeling of Northwood University says he thinks that's partly because investors really don't believe the U.S. will actually default. And he also says there are some estimates that the government might be able to pay bills for a couple of weeks beyond the Treasury Department's stated August 2nd deadline. Now, as for those individual investors, Ebeling says they should sit tight through all this.
The worst thing to do in terms of the average individual is to panic and pull all their money out of their investment portfolio.
He and other economists say they think the markets will recover after the debt limit issue is resolved.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The mayor of the city of Kandahar in Afghanistan has been killed by a suicide bomber. NPR's Ahmed Shafi says the Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack.
Ghulam Haidar Hamidi was speaking to local people about a land dispute when he was killed. Afghan officials say the suicide bomber was hiding explosives in his turban. A civilian was also killed and another was wounded in this attack. The latest assassination comes only 2 weeks after President Karzai's powerful brother, Ahmad Wali Karzai, and John Muhammad Khan, a senior aide to the Afghan president, were killed in Kandahar. A Taliban spokesman said the mayor had been on their hit list of high-profile Afghan officials marked for assassination. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
Britain's government is expelling Libya's remaining diplomats from London. Britain Foreign Secretary William Hague says the rebel-led National Transitional Council is now being recognized as the sole governmental authority in Libya.
The National Transitional Council has shown its commitment to a more open and democratic Libya, something that it is working to achieve through an inclusive political process. This is in contrast to Gaddafi, whose brutality against the Libyan people has stripped him of all legitimacy.
Hague says the Transitional Council has been invited to send an ambassador to London. This is NPR News from Washington. Landslides triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 32 people in South Korea. Mud and debris have overwhelmed one northern town there. Hundreds of residents are out helping search for people who may be trapped under the debris. At least 20 people are dead in the Philippines, and about 9 others are missing as a tropical storm pounds the country's northern island. From Manila, Simone Orendain reports there's been no let-up in the heavy rain for 3 days now.
National disaster management officials say most of those who died in the storm were fishermen who didn't heed warnings. Disaster coordinator Benito Ramos says 27 people were injured when their boat capsized in the choppy waters off Iloilo Province. The rains have caused flooding as high as 10 feet in some provincial areas, making roads impassable. Ramos says emergency workers have had trouble trying to bring relief goods to inundated villagers. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.
The Justice Department has decided not to reopen the murder case of Malcolm X, who was killed in 1965. NPR's John Ketchum reports a recently published book has suggested there might be new developments regarding the death of the civil rights leader.
A recently published book by the late scholar and author Manning Marable reignited interest in the case because Marable's book suggests that one of Malcolm X's killers is alive and was never charged. The Justice Department says the statute of limitations that would apply to the case has expired. Experts say despite the expired statute of limitations, the Justice Department could use the Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act to look into the case. But the Department of Justice says the crime does not meet the standards to be considered under that act. For NPR News, I'm John Ketchum.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.